Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Tupac Reef, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. A show that is designed to give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. in order for you to build up a quality relationship with him and maintain that relationship. Because basically, for all intents and purposes, that's what these stories are about. This historical stories about relationships, be that made, and how to maintain those relationships. And if you don't maintain those relationships, how they can have an ill effect upon you. And also that applies to relationships in regards to one another. Because we don't have any idea what quality relationships are. All of it has been stolen away from us. And so these relationships have you tap into what quality relationships are, because otherwise we don't know what quality. I'm going to be honest about that. And also a relationship with strangers, different nations. We don't know how to quantify, qualify what a quality relationship in regards to them. As I said, all of these things have been stolen away from us. And because of such, we are in such dire straits, especially in view of the fact of the relationship we don't have with the Almighty. So these relationships, these studies are designed to help you tap into that, help you know how to pick up on those relationships that are important and know how to maintain those relationships, because far as the Creator is concerned, far as the relationship in regards to each other are concerned, and strangers, different nations, it's important to maintain these relationships. And the only way you can do that is by your studies. Just like the archaeology study, so to speak. Going back, turning over every stone and every leaf, and burning the midnight oil, and then come to some firm conclusion, then make the right application. And that's what these studies are simply about, Katria and I. Your lead students from New York City. But before we get started in our studies, I like to make comments on ongoing subject matters. The last thing came to mind before the show came on the air. This is a very wicked world that we're living in. Not the world in itself, but the people. The people have become so wicked and pointing out some things for us, their wickedness is concerned, our wickedness. They found some of the people that killed the president of Haiti. They said one of them is a U.S. citizen. It doesn't shock me. Most of my international people and I'm of the firm belief that the international people knew what was going down, but I can't prove it, but the people of the country, the oligarchs, they knew what was going down too. And so, 16-shot murder. And his wife was shot in the process. I mean, if that ain't overkill, I don't know what overkill is. And Cartrell mentioned it yesterday. I think he mentioned it several shows back. The heat wave. The heat wave that is going on in this universe is a byproduct of humans. And don't look for it to end too soon. I somewhat suspect, as Cartrell does, that we're in our latter days, and in the latter days of the heat wave. I don't know how long that's going to take. I'm not the almighty. But we're living in wicked times. So, be that as it may, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you and your family also. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And you're talking about relationships.
Go ahead,
creation, bro. How we're supposed to be one another with the Most High. But the Most High created the earth for man to have dominion over it. And because of the wickedness that you're speaking of, the whole thing is out of balance. And Yah has held back the judgment on, you know, the wickedness of mankind. But he ain't going to hold back too much longer. What happened in Haiti is diabolical, to say the least. Those people that killed the president of Haiti didn't look nothing like the Haitians. And what right do they have to go in there to kill the leader of that nation? And they should get all due justice upon them. Whatever the Haitian justice system is, they should get the full weight of their law upon them. Because all they wanted to do was send Haiti into confusion and chaos.
Right.
Knowing how vulnerable, you know, our people are on that island. They're the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere.
Certainly.
And you will go there to sow chaos and confusion.
Keep mess up.
Just like Brazil, where most of our people went, you know, during the transatlantic slave trade. More of our people went to Brazil than here in America. And what's going on in Brazil is just as tragic as what's going on in Haiti. But the Most High is the judge, and he will judge. He's going to judge, and he's turning up the heat, like you said. The earth is on fire. Volcanoes erupting that haven't erupted in hundreds of years. The earth is melting in the North Pole and the South Pole. The water levels are rising, so you get these flash floods now, which we're getting ready to get in the East Coast. And it baffles me, man. People will try to drive through waters like they got submarines or something.
I know, Katria.
Thinking their car is like a supercar.
Mm-hmm.
And wind up looking for a restaurant. But the Most High is unleashing his fury upon the earth. And we should be aware of it while we still have time.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate that, Cartrell. Fellow students, Cartrell is done with his commentary. I certainly am. We can move right along into our studies.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've turned to chapter, I think it's 13. First Corinthians. No, it's 13. You know what, Cartier? Let's see. You know, think you may be right, Cartier. You said 12, Cartier?
Yeah, you read 11 yesterday.
Okay. I think you're right. Chapter 12, 1 Corinthians.
Chronicles.
Man. I don't know what my mind is. I apologize, fellow students. 1 Chronicles. The following joined King David at Ziklag while he was still in hiding. May the Most High bless us with his word, and most importantly, the application of his word. From Saul, son of Kish, King Saul. These were the warriors who gave support in battle. They were armed with bow and could use both right and left hand to sling stones or shoot arrows with the bow. They were kinmen of King Saul from Benjamin. At the head was Ahijah and Jaasa, sons of Shemaiah of Gabbon, Jaziah, and Pelet, son of Hamava, and Bahraka, and Jehu of Anathoth, Ismaiah of Gibeon, a warrior among the 30, leading the 30, Jeremiah, Yahaziel, Johanan, Zobad, of Gederah, El Luza, Sir Romoth, Beliah, Sherebariah, Shephithiah, Dehah-Rithmite, Elkanah, Esiah, Ezreal, Joizer, Jeshobim, the Korotites, one of my pages passed on me, right quick. Page turned on me. Okay. Jola and Zebediah, sons of Zoroham of Gedor, of the Gadites. There withdrew to follow King Dawud to the wilderness, strong, valiant men, fighters fit for battle, armed with shield and spear. They had the appearance of lions and were swift as gazelles among the mountains. They were fierce.
Sound like Zulu warriors.
Yeah. They were fierce
shield
and fast.
Spear.
Yeah. They were fierce and fast. Ezibar, the chief of Obadiah, the second. Elath, the third. Mashmanah, the fourth. Jeremiah, the fifth. Adatha, the sixth, Eliel, the seventh, Johanna, the eighth, Elizabeth, the ninth, Jeremiah, the tenth, Masbana, the 11th. Those were the Gadites, head of the army. The least was equal to 100, and the greatest 1,000. These were the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it was at its crest, and he put to flight all the lowlanders in the east and west. Some of the Benjamites and the Jehudites came to the stronghold to King Dawud. And King Dawud went out to meet them, saying to them, "If you come on a peaceful errand to support me, then I will make common cause with you. But if you betray me to my foes for no injustice on my part, then let Yah of our father take notice and give judgment." Then the spirit seized Amasa, chief of the captains. "We are yours, King Dawud, on your side, son of Jesse, at peace with you, and at peace with him who supports you, for Yah supports you." King Dawud accepted them and placed them at the head of his band. some Manassites went over to King David's side when he came up with the Philistines to make war against King Saul. But they were no help to him, because the lords of the Philistines in council dismissed him, saying, he will go over to the side of his lord King Saul, will cost us our heads. And when he went to Ziklag, these Manassites went over to his side. Adnah, Josabad, Eliah, Michael, Josabah, Elihud, Eliphiah, chiefs, princesses of the clans of the Manassite. It was they who gave support to King David against the band, for all were valiant men. They were officers of the force. Day in, day out, people came to King David to give him support, until there was an army as vast as the army of Yah. These were the numbers of the men, armed bands who joined King David at Hebron to transfer King Saul's kingdom to him in accordance with the word of Yah. Yehudites, equipped with shield and spear, 6,800 armed men. Simeonites, valiant men, fighting troops, 7,100. And the Levites, 4,600. Yehoiada, chief officer of the Aaronites, with him 3,700. Zadok, a valiant man with his clan, 22 officers of the Benjamites, kinsmen of King Saul, 3,000 in a great number. His authority protecting the entrance of the house of King Saul of the Ephraimites, 20,800 valiant men, famous in their clans, of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000 who were designated by name to come and make King David, the David king, of the Ashkenazites, men who knew how to interpret the signs of the times to determine how Israel would act. Their chiefs were 200, and all the kinsmen followed them. Of Zebulun, those ready for service, able to a man, a battle line with all kinds of weapons, 50,000, giving support wholeheartedly. Of the Naphtalites, able to man the battle line, 28,600. Of Asher, those ready for service to man the battle line, 40,000. From beyond the Jordan of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, together with all kind of military weapons, 120,000. All these fighting men, men in the battle line with whole heart, came to Hebron to make David king over all Israel. Likewise, all the rest of Israel was one mind to take David king. They were there with King David 3 days, eating and drinking, for the kinsmen had provided for them, and also their relatives as far away as Asgar, Zebulun, Naphtali, bought food by ass, camel, mule, and ox, provisions of flour, cakes of figs, raisin cakes, wine, oil, cattle, and sheep in abundance, for there was joy in Israel. All right, Cartrell, do you have any commentary?
We can see here that this is a time that the nation was unified under King David. He didn't make himself king over the rest of the nation. He had been king over Judah for about 7 years. And now this is the time when King Saul had fallen, him and his sons. And the rest of the nation is united now. This is the first time they've been united since the time of Joshua and Caleb to fight as one body, one nation. And it's like a memorial to remember all these valiant men that came forward to fight in behalf of the nation from each and every tribe. So the names are mentioned, not all of them, but pretty much all the chief men that came forward who were the leaders that brought forth the people to be dedicated to King David.
Okay. Well, I guess that was self-explanatory, brother. And thank you for expounding upon it. And we're going to stop right there. I'm going to let Cartrell bring us another lovely Psalms of King Dawood.
And one thing else I just wanted to say that a lot of people don't believe that the Levites or the priests went to battle. But we see here that they did, in fact, take up arms and go to battle with the rest of the nation.
Exactly.
In the, what verse is that? The Aaronites. In the 27th verse, or 26, it says the children of Levi, 4,600. And Yehoiada was the leader of the Aaronites, and with him were 3,700. So they had about 8,000 Levites that was all for war, ready to fight.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Katria, for bringing that to our attention. And fellow students, well, we're all here for another session of the study in the Book of Psalms.
Thanks to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And the beauty of this study is that we get into the mind of King David. As we read his history, as we read his story, we get into his mindset in the Book of Psalms. And the beauty of it shows his meditations and his connections. And in his meditations and connections, the Most High gives him visions of the future, which shall be, what's going to be, what's the destination of righteousness, what's the destination of wickedness in regard to the soul. So his main focus is looking at the actions of mankind, the nations, people in general, and he's making a distinction between the right and the wrong. So in the 36th book of Psalms, once again, we give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, even creating our King, King David, and allowing him to leave his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding behind for us to find a path to the Most High. Says the transgression of the wicked stays within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. So what he sees is that the wicked, they don't know that there is a creator. They don't know that there is a God, which is why they do what they do. Without conscience, without fear of repercussion, without remorse, they don't know that there is a God. For he flattered himself with his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. So in the end, the wicked are exposed. There's no getting around it because the way the universe is formatted, created by the Most High. The wicked cannot get away with wickedness without being exposed. Because the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He has left off to be wise and to do good. So we see that an example of the people that conquered America. The people here that they conquered said these people speak with a forked tongue. And in their words, they profess to be champions of all mankind. Behold, these truths be self-evident that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their creator, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. But they left off the principles on which they established this nation. They are deceitful in what they say. They devise mischiefs upon their bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. So righteous people hate evil. and abhor wicked men and wicked things that wicked people do. And if you're not hating that, you're part and parcel of it. So, name your caller. A hate group, terrorist group, whatever you want to call us, but we have to abhor the wickedness and the evil that's going on in the world. On the flip side, King David says, Yah's mercy is in the heavens, and his faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. So the fact that there is a heaven and that there are clouds, it shows the mercies of Yah, because Yah has given life to all that he created, both the good and the bad, that Yah continues to maintain. Yah's righteousness is like the great mountain. Thy judgments are as the great deep, O Yah. Thou preservest man and beast. As I said, every living thing that Yah created, they are fed on a daily basis, whether it be insects, whether it be fish of the sea, whether it be fowl of the air, or whether it be the elephants and the tigers and the bears or whatever kind of mammal that walks upon the planet. Yah has created a system where he feeds all things that he created. He maintains life from the beginning of time. How excellent is our loving kindness, which is what Yah showed. His ways are above our ways. We would say, why doesn't he judge mankind on the spot? Why does he just clear out the wicked on the earth? For Yah's mercy and loving kindness is upon all his creation. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of his wings, which we're trying to figure out and get back to doing. Trusting in the Most High, trusting in Yah, trusting in our Creator, like our ancient fathers did, as opposed to trusting in the witty invention, in technology, in science, in the knowledge and the religions that we have learned. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasure. That hasn't happened yet, that's futuristic. For thee is the fountain of life, and thy light we shall see light. Now, we already know that fountain of life, the Most High is going to be coming through that temple. It's already built. That's going to be placed in Jerusalem. Oh, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee. Yes. Get to know Yah, and he will show you his loving kindness and thy righteousness to the upright in the heart. So once you know Yah and you're walking righteously, you should have no fear of tragedy or disaster or hurt, harm, or danger because you're walking the right path. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. But if the wicked intend to remove you, trust me, they're at it as we speak. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down and shall not be able to rise. That's futuristic. You see? That these people that want to do wickedness and iniquity and destroy Yah's creation, they're going to fall. And they won't ever be able to rise again. And he's talking about Sheol. If those are going to the Sheol, they will not have a rebirth or be reborn to continue out their wicked ways.
All right, Cartrell, you're done. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, fellow students, as we always say on this show, it's all about relationships. It's all about maintaining a constructive and positive relationship with God and having faith in the great I am. Well, Cartrell, do you have any closing remarks before we get out of here?
Not really, y'all. Just meditate and regret. That's how you can go and connect it with the Most High.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Well, fellow students, it's been a pleasure. Cartrell and I to bring to you the word of Yah. And the final analysis, it's up to you to apply it and to establish that relationship, that constructive relationship with Yah. and maintain it. Well, Cartrell and I, we don't know much about anything, but we know this to be a fact. We don't know where you're going, but you're getting ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. May the Most High bless you, direct you in all of your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. We love you, and may the Most High bless you. Shalom, and get you a new heart and spirit as King David asked for. We love you. Good night.
Oh,